Robinson, boy, had his hands on him again.
He got it into it
towards the end zone, wide open. And they got it for the touchdown. It's Hooper.
Drake May touchdown pass late in that game. Miami and Green Bay on Thursday night.
Into it. That's the best game of the day, easily.
It is. The early game's not that bad. Lions-Bears, right?
Okay, right, yeah.
The Bears are
a little less interesting.
They're live, and the Lions are super fun, so no matter who they play,
yeah, that's right.
The Lions are kind of fun. The Cowboys and Giants, like, that's a tough one.
Yeah, jeez. Well, that's okay, though, because that's usually dinner time, so could put that game away.
The dinner time
debate. Have it on in the background.
Then we got a Black Friday game, which is Chiefs-Raiders.
Ooh, that's right. Oh, sweet. Where's that game at?
You're going to be blown away to find out where that game is.
It is the moon.
It's Arrowhead.
Arrowhead Stadium. You know, I thought to text you on Saturday. I was out somewhere and there was a game on. It was the Kansas-Colorado game. It was like the big college football game of that window, I think. And I'm watching that game and I probably watched it for 5 minutes before they got to midfield and I saw the Chiefs logo. And I'm like, oh, even these games are being played at Arrowhead Stadium now. College football, too. Sweet. I guess that's normal, though, because Kansas has been playing there all year. Arrowhead. That's a weird time, isn't it? 3 o'clock on Friday against the Raiders? Yeah, 3 o'clock on Prime Video. Can't be worse than last year's Black Friday game, which was the Jets getting rolled by the Dolphins.
That's right, with no Rodgers, of course.
Tim Boyle, I believe. Yeah, so they're cooked, right? They're starting over completely. And I thought this for a while now, and I feel like every report, every story I hear about it seems more true that like Rodgers is not playing against the Bills in Week 17. Like he's not. There's no way he is still going to be their quarterback by then. Like they're talking about IR for him if they can like find an injury and he doesn't want to play there anymore. And I don't think there's a way, or I would be surprised right now if he is still playing December 29th for them at quarterback.
Rodgers, what's next for him? Who cares? Hopefully, you know, whatever. Who cares?
Retirement, right? Like, he's been okay this year, but he is so immobile at this point. He's kind of like Tua in a way. Where, like, one of the deficiencies of Tua, where you cannot design an offense where the quarterback holds onto the ball for more than 2 seconds. Like, the whole thing has got to be designed around the ball coming out quick. And the one thing that's good about Tua for that, though, is McDaniel's offense is it's all motion and it's all speed and it's all well designed for the ball to come out within 2 seconds. And I feel like the Jets, it's the opposite. They run less motion than anybody in football. I don't think they have speed receivers as much as they have more like possession receivers. So that might take a little longer for them to run their routes. I just think you got to run a specific type of offense for him at this point, and I don't think he is willing to run it. He doesn't want to run an offense like that, apparently. So I don't think he's in the league. Who would sign themselves up for that? Especially with all the extra stuff that might have to come with it. He wants his coaches, right? He's not going to want to learn a new offense at 42 years old. He's going to want his guys. And I think the Jets just showed you a little bit of, okay, his guys are not really going to get the job done. They turned the whole thing over to him, and it wasn't nearly good enough.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us on WGR. It is Buffalo Bills Football Monday. And tonight, Chargers and Ravens. What do you watch for tonight? I'll tell you what to watch for. I'll give you two things. One, Ladd McConkey's great.
Yeah.
Ladd McConkey's great. I would expect him to do well against this Baltimore secondary that doesn't stop anybody.
Yep.
And Justin Herbert runs now.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny. This year, part of what the Chargers have been is all the, you know, all these people keep rating Justin Herbert highly in their quarterback rankings, and I don't think he's that good. This has been the year to, especially the last like 5-6 weeks, to really watch him. He's been great.
Yeah, he ran for 65 last week, 32 before that, 49 a couple weeks before that. The stuff with the, you know what I'll be watching for? I've got I got a little bit of a who's who tonight. Who? What's more real? The Ravens' defense being bad, or is the Chargers' offense actually good? Because I think the Chargers' offense always looks good when I watch them, and Herbert looks good. But like you just told me the stats. What is he, 23rd in EPA per play on the season? And I've got Ben Baldwin charts in my face from last week where they have a higher punt percentage than anybody in the league on their drives this year. So they still somehow find their way to scoring. Like they've scored 27+, 26+, if you want, 4 weeks in a row. But I've got these numbers and I've got these charts in my head that are like, okay, they might not be as real as you think, though. And now they've got an allegedly bad defense in front of them. So I feel like if they're a legit good offense, they should kind of go off tonight. And they might have to, right? Because the Ravens just, well, they score on everybody but Pittsburgh, maybe.
Yeah. Everybody but Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh has that answer for them. Who has that for the Bills? Who's the team? Who, for a little bit of time there, it was the Jets.
Yeah.
Their defense had some answers, but
that's right.
That's over.
That's over.
Who's got it now?
That's a good question, because was that it? Maybe Robert Saleh's Jets defense?
I thought for the longest time that they had the personnel to tell the Bills, we're not afraid of you. And
well, the results look that way.
That's right. That's right. They did a really good job against the Ken Dorsey Bills, the Brian Daboll Bills. And Joe Brady's had some pretty good success against them, but that's probably in concert with the Jets defense not really sticking to where it was.
Yeah.
So
who's got that on the Bills? I mean, can I say Derrick Henry?
I wouldn't.
Like individually? But I think that's a stretch personally. He has had a couple of big runs against the Bills, but otherwise, like I think they've done largely okay in his career. So maybe it was the Titans for a little bit. They smoked them last time. I don't know if there's an answer. I don't know that they have the Ravens have the Steelers. The Ravens have lost 8 of 9 to the Steelers. The Dolphins have the Bills. The Chiefs have this. Maybe the Chiefs and Bills just do it to each other. Maybe a little bit would be the answer here. The Bills and Chiefs have each other. That's my answer. They each kind of have the answers for each other, and that makes it closer between those two than their other opponents.
Meanwhile, I've been looking up the funniest whiskeys I could find because of the tears of the opponent fans.
I did have somebody tweet at me that they have the Metallica whiskey.
Yeah.
They play the music into, which just, I mean, people will believe anything a little bit is in my head on that because it's kind of cool, but like there's no way the whiskey's not different.
Are you sure?
No, I'd want to talk to an expert probably first. But
I found reindeer antler whiskey. I found snake and cobra whiskey where they put a snake in the bottle.
What? Like a worm in the tequila, kind of?
Yeah, so in Thailand, there is a, or China maybe, there's a, yeah. Oh, sorry, take it back. North Vietnam, snake whiskey was offered at one point, and now you can find it. It's Thailand that offers a whiskey with a snake inside of it.
Yeah, that's not happening for me.
It is funny that one of these articles about the strangest whiskeys, which we got to because of the story again, that like the Fireball company wants to collect the tears of fans and put them in commemorative whiskeys. Number two on this list of whiskeys, of strangest whiskeys, was the snake in the bottle. And number three was just like pumpkin spice.
like a real flavor, just like a weird one.
Yeah, like it was the Southern Tier pumpkin spice. Like I don't feel like pumpkin spice is that weird, guys. If you're making this list,
I wouldn't say that's in the same category
as a snake inside the bottle.
Yeah, because I'm into the flavored whiskeys. Like I will like cook. There's a one distillery that makes a cookie dough whiskey that I'll just drink on ice. It's great, but that's not weird to me. That's just a flavor, and you're seeing more and more of those everywhere.
Yeah. 803-0550. Here's a nominee for the Jaguars having the Bills number other than this year. They played a bad game there. They lost in London.
I'm not into that as an idea.
Yeah. That's a good nominee. I mean, it's kind of the answer. Like you got to reach a little bit.
I don't really think there's a good answer. The Bengals.
Okay.
The Bengals. Yeah, but it's only happened
They played twice, and they held the Bills to 10 and 18?
Yeah.
Okay.
The less believable part of that, though, is that could be very well true, that the Bengals have had the Bills' number,
but
and
don't
I would
you
also
feel like,
wonder that they're ever going to be like that again.
But don't you, if I was to say, again, like this conversation we generally were kind of opening up there was like, what defense has their number?
Right.
And that's not wrong. Like I just went to 10 points in a playoff game and then 18 last year in a game.
Yeah.
But don't Bills fans have more of a fear for what the offense has against this Bills defense?
Yes.
Like if I was to say, hey, Bills and Bengals in a playoff game, what are you more worried about? The Bengals keeping the Bills at bay or the Bills defense not being able to stop Joe Burrow?
Oh, Burrow. Burrow, 100%.
It feels like that's got a little bit more juice to it. It might not be right, and again, the combination of the two might be really what scares Bills fans about
but
the Bengals.
That's maybe why, yeah. Like I would listen to that wholeheartedly. That Burrow is still a threat. He's throwing for a billion yards, and Chase is amazing. And that would be the difference for me. Is the Lou Anarumo, the Bengals defense held the Bills to 28 points in two games, and I feel like they are not that defense anymore, and they might never be again because they don't want to pay the money to keep it.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Countdown to Turkey Day. Sabres have a home game Wednesday. They have a gravy boat giveaway, which, I mean, it looks pretty great. All right, we'll get to Extend on Sports and then wrap things up. It's the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up in a moment here on WGR.